Chapter 41. Common sense is invaluable. Apostrophe having shaken it with great cordiality, she pulled me towards her and said to Mr. Murdstone, "You can go when you like. I'll take my chance with the boy. If he's all you say he is, at least I can do as much for him then, as you have done. But I don't believe a word of it." Apostrophe, Miss Trotwood, apostrophe, rejoined Mr. Murdstone, shrugging his shoulders, as he rose, "if you were a gentleman, apostrophe, bah! Stuff and nonsense!" Apostrophe, said my aunt. "Don't talk to me. How exquisitely polite!" Apostrophe, apostrophe, exclaimed Miss Murdstone, rising. "Overpowering, really. Apostrophe, apostrophe, do you think I don't know, apostrophe," said my aunt, turning a deaf ear to the sister, and continuing to address the brother, and to shake her head at him with infinite expression, "what kind of life you must have led that poor, unhappy, misdirected baby? Do you think I don't know what a woeful day it was for the soft little creature, when you first came in her way smirking and making great eyes at her, I'll be bound, as if you couldn't say bo to a goose. Apostrophe, I never heard anything so elegant. Apostrophe, apostrophe," said Miss Murdstone. "Do you think I can't understand you as well as if I had seen you, apostrophe," pursued my aunt, "now that I do see and hear you, which, I tell you candidly, is anything but a pleasure to me? Oh yes, bless us, who's so smooth and silky as Mr. Murdstone at first? The poor, benighted innocent had never seen such a man. He was made of sweetness. He worshipped her. He doted on her boy, tenderly doted on him. He was to be another father to him, and they were all to live together in a garden of roses, weren't they? Ugh! Get along with you, do!" Apostrophe, apostrophe, said my aunt. "I never heard anything like this person in my life." Apostrophe, apostrophe, exclaimed Miss Murdstone. "And when you had made sure of the poor little fool, apostrophe, said my aunt, God forgive me that I should call her so, and she gone where you won't go in a hurry, because you had not done wrong enough to her and hers, you must begin to train her, must you? Begin to break her, like a poor caged bird, and wear her deluded life away, in teaching her to sing your notes? Apostrophe, apostrophe, this is either insanity or intoxication, apostrophe," said Miss Murdstone, in a perfect agony at not being able to turn the current of my aunt's address towards herself, "and my suspicion is that it's intoxication. Apostrophe, Miss Betsy, without taking the least notice of the interruption, continued to address herself to Mr. Murdstone, as if there had been no such thing. Apostrophe, Mr. Murdstone, apostrophe," she said, shaking her finger at him, "you were a tyrant to the simple baby, and you broke her heart. She was a loving baby, I know that. I knew it, years before you ever saw her, and through the best part of her weakness you gave her the wounds she died of. There is the truth for your comfort, however you like it. And you and your instruments may make the most of it. Apostrophe, allow me to inquire, Miss Trotwood, apostrophe," interposed Miss Murdstone, "whom you are pleased to call, in a choice of words in which I am not experienced, my brother's instruments?" Apostrophe, apostrophe, it was clear enough, as I have told you, years before you ever saw her, and why, in the mysterious dispensations of Providence, you ever did see her, is more than humanity can comprehend. It was clear enough that the poor soft little thing would marry somebody, at some time or other, but I did hope it wouldn't have been as bad as it has turned out. That was the time, Mr. Murdstone, when she gave birth to her boy here, apostrophe, said my aunt, to the poor child you sometimes tormented her through afterwards, which is a disagreeable remembrance and makes the sight of him odious now. I, you needn't wince, apostrophe, apostrophe, said my aunt. I know it's true without that. Apostrophe, he had stood by the door, all this while, observant of her with a smile upon his face, though his black eyebrows were heavily contracted. I remark now, that, though the smile was on his face still, his color had gone in a moment, and he seemed to breathe, as if he had been running. Good day, sir, apostrophe said my aunt, and goodbye. Good day to you too, ma'am, apostrophe said my aunt, turning suddenly upon his sister. Let me see you ride a donkey over my green again, and as sure as you have a head upon your shoulders, I'll knock your bonnet off, and tread upon it. Apostrophe apostrophe, it would require a painter, and no common painter to depict my aunt's face as she delivered herself of this very unexpected sentiment, and Miss Murdstone's face as she heard it. But the manner of the speech, no less than the matter, was so fiery, that Miss Murdstone, without a word in answer, discreetly put her arm through her brother's, and walked haughtily out of the cottage, my aunt remaining in the window looking after them, prepared, I have no doubt, in case of the donkey's reappearance, to carry her threat into instant execution. No attempt at defiance being made, however, her face gradually relaxed, and became so pleasant, that I was emboldened to kiss and thank her, which I did with great heartiness, and with both my arms clasped round her neck. I then shook hands with Mr. Dick, who shook hands with me a great many times, and hailed this happy close of the proceedings with repeated bursts of laughter. You'll consider yourself guardian, jointly with me, of this child, Mr. Dick, apostrophe said my aunt. I shall be delighted, apostrophe said Mr. Dick, to be the guardian of David's son. Apostrophe, very good, apostrophe returned my aunt, that's settled. I have been thinking, do you know, Mr. Dick, that I might call him Trotwood? Apostrophe apostrophe, certainly, certainly. Call him Trotwood, certainly, apostrophe said Mr. Dick. David's son's Trotwood. Apostrophe, Trotwood Copperfield, you mean, apostrophe returned my aunt. Yes, to be sure. Yes. Trotwood Copperfield, apostrophe said Mr. Dick, a little abashed. My aunt took so kindly to the notion that some ready-made clothes, which were purchased for me that afternoon, were marked Trotwood Copperfield, in her own handwriting, and in indelible marking ink, before I put them on, and it was settled that all the other clothes which were ordered to be made for me a complete outfit was bespoke that afternoon, should be marked in the same way. Thus I began my new life, in a new name, and with everything new about me. Now that the state of doubt was over, I felt, for many days, like one in a dream. I never thought that I had a curious couple of guardians, in my aunt and Mr. Dick. I never thought of anything about myself, distinctly. The two things clearest in my mind were that a remoteness had come upon the old Blunderstone life which seemed to lie in the haze of an immeasurable distance, and that a curtain had forever fallen on my life at Murdstone and Grinby's. No one has ever raised that curtain since. I have lifted it for a moment, even in this narrative, with a reluctant hand, and dropped it gladly. The remembrance of that life is fraught with so much pain to me, with so much mental suffering and want of hope, that I have never had the courage even to examine how long I was doomed to lead it. Whether it lasted for a year, or more, or less, I do not know. I only know that it was, and ceased to be, and that I have written, and there I leave it. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.